Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king in kilos. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilos, doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Once again, it's Sound Man in the motherfucking house, man. I'm your man, Coach Oddly. This is the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. Today is Flashback Friday, so we're going to flash this thing back, you know what I mean, on this Friday. Hey, it seemed like earlier in this week, the whole world just flashed back. Seemed like everybody just flashed back this week, man. They flashed back to like 1992 or something, man. With all the recent events, man, if you don't know where you've been, man, it's crazy out there, man. I want to ask America, what is taking so long? What is taking any district attorney to press charges? That's the question of the day. What is the motherfucking holdup? What is taking so long? You know what I mean? Like, I swear, it must be, especially African-Americans, you know, I'm going to say we always want to be optimistic, you know what I mean? Especially, just in general, you know, we always try to be optimistic. But, I mean, when shit is just plain and in black and white, you know, it's not all, but it's a certain group. And then the silence. You know, well, you might as, you know, you're just as guilty. You feel me? So, you know, it's just real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? What's going on right now in Minneapolis, you know what I'm saying? A lot of rioting. I cannot disagree with it, and I can't really totally agree with it, man. I just hope everybody is safe, man. You know, hopefully no lives being lost out there. You know, people are crying and they crying out and they want liberty. You know what I'm saying? They want their freedom, justice, and equality. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't have to take 5 and 6 years. You feel me? It shouldn't have to take, you know. So I just got questions. You know what I'm saying? I want to know how come there's terrorist groups that get to hide under Christianity? Such as the Ku Klux Klan. Like, I've never heard a white minister, I never heard no minister denounce them, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, what I see with the Ku Klux Klan and racism is just as equivalent and equal to ISIS. You can take religion out of it. You know what I'm saying? Religion has nothing to do with it because both religions teach peace. So let's take religion out of it. You know what I'm saying? And let's just talk about ignorant people. You feel me? Just ignorant in general. You know, when people going to stop being ignorant, you know, about shit? You know, I mean, like, we living in a day and age where, you know, we got too much information to be so fucking ignorant. You know, what does my skin color have to do with the character of who I am? But you won't never get to know who I am if you steady looking at my skin color. You know what I mean? Weird shit like that. To me, that's weird. That's weird. You know what I mean? And so, you know, until those groups get labeled as organized terrorists, homeland security terrorists, religious terrorist groups, like certain Muslim groups, I believe this shit's going to continue. You know what I'm saying? I really believe that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so with that being said, man, I'm going to flash this thing back for y'all, man. And you know, we're going to have a whole lot of fun today, man. But you can hear it in my voice. I'm kind of, this shit kind of bothers me. It really does. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a human being, as a father of a black man, you know what I mean? This shit just, it really bothers me to look at the news time in and time out and just keep seeing the same old bullshit. Same old bullshit, man. When it's going to stop, man. Hey, right about now, it's time to wake up. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Run a play.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it for
need some help, y'all.
I'll change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Come on.
that dope. Well, don't you die. Stop using the dope. Wake up. Yeah.
That's what the world needs to do, man. Hey, everybody needs to, you know what I'm saying? Listen for that sound. That sound. Y'all like, Coach, what's that sound? That's the sound of you pulling your head out of your ass. America, pull your head out of your ass. You feel me? That's the message for today, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we inside the Coach's Corner. This is Flashback Friday, and we flashing back, man. That was Harold Moving, Melvin and the Blue Notes, man. You know what I mean? It's going down with Wake Up, man. I got some more flashback music for y'all, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, right now, I'm going to hit y'all with Mac Maul, The Ghetto Thing. Run and play.
I hope you don't got no bills to pay. It's going down. I'm coming out with heat, fool. Hey, Ray Love, I'm finna stick him, boy. Young Lake. Watch these leaks.
You're talking a lot.
Bluff, you can't bang me. I'm gonna take a strike to the pole.
All right, whatever. Just drop him.
Hey, man. Do your thing, man. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Sir.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I feel you.
And every young brother says, cup. And if not, they affiliated with the game. It ain't like the old days, the 93 times change. A young brother might blast ya if he has to. And a punk won't last second in the place where I'm living at. Cause everybody and they mama pack gas. Some pack these tech nines, they might live fine. But a track, hey, the horse keep crank straight. Cause it ain't nothing like the Burbia. Cause in my hood, a young soldier might murder ya. It's kinda sick when you watch your opponents get killed straight, tilt off the earth. Dying over touch. That's the other man on, but us youngsters don't know this. We killing one another just to show who the dope was. While his brothers is capping, the blue-eyed devil is laughing. And my cutting is down, man, I wonder what happened. Sit a piece together in this black fist race in the air. But us youngsters don't care, so I wonder why. Cause you must see a dream, so kick back to my ghetto thing. And it goes like this, like this, like this. Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together. What's up? What's up? Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together.
together. Young players gotta get it together. Back in the days, I never tripled, can I tell you? That people with my color were coming at the show. Life ain't cool, but we're young, so we stuck on the street. See, I got mail on his mind, plus a nine, and fools talk about peace. All he wants is a piece of the pop. Can't get no nine to five, so on the street, he gotta strive and do what he gotta do to get his money out on trip. When you see him with the saddle of phones, was that the way daddy pimping the system? Strictly coming up with all the clues against him. Dealing with the mad confusion, robbing and looting, and drop by shooting. But in the ghetto, it's an everyday thing. Without togetherness, things ain't gonna change. So I would love to keep my eyes on the prize, but I can't. So I hide behind a tank and a spring. The camouflage is all my tank. Ghetto got a stunt. It's our vision is glory. We don't know this, mate. We need to come together. Only in the city streets, cause if we jump, we all gonna be the seat to keep the ghetto clean. Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together. What's up? Young players gotta get it together. Young players gotta get it together. In 93, it ain't the government mind trick. It's young brothers with the gas and the clip. That's quick to click and shoot. But practically nice, because these brothers these days might have no patience. School ain't cool when you're learning about the slave days and all the presidents making all the slave trades. You can see you turning the future into the past. If folks cast, a brother don't blast on enough. Damn, I thought we smarter than that. But it seems without the gas, we ain't even all that. Fuck some fools with them sagging our pee. We need to pitch the nines down and let our minds spin. Young fool, yes, it's a great and free team, but she don't know that once you was a queen and the man was a king. Now a man sells dope from the avenue. I know it's true, but this is what they push us to, bro. Man, we have way too much hate. We might be from different states, but we all from the same place. Times is hard, but things harder to see. All I do is they teach. And kick my ghetto bang. Young players gon' get it together. Young players gon' get it together. What's up? What's up? Young players gon' get it together. Young players gon' get it together. In the beat, in the beat. Young players gon' get it together. Young players gon' get it together. That's right, that's right. Young players gon' get it together. Young players gon' get it together. Yeah, it's Mac Moore. Let's let y'all know y'all brothers in the fight. Man, we gotta get it together.
Yeah, man, that was Mac Maul, ghetto theme right there, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, it is a fucking sad day in this goddamn country. You know what I'm saying? Especially, I mean, I'm going to just say it like that, bro, because I serve this country, man. You know what I'm talking about? And the shit that's going on, I see homeland terrorists, bro. Straight the fuck up. That ain't no COVID. That's about the smoke. This backwood clearing out them fucking lungs so I can get this tree in me. But nah, seriously though, the shit that they taught us in the United States Army, man, to protect and serve this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And what I see is domestic terrorism. You know what I mean? And I always see them looking for the cop out. You know what I'm saying? I shared a video the other day on the IG about some police in California. I forget exactly where it was. It might have been Arizona, where they was harassing a young brother. And, you know, he couldn't find nothing to charge the man with except for assaulting the officer. Now, this brother did not raise his fingers. He didn't raise his hand. He almost got choked out, but he still got an assault charge. So this is the narrative. You know what I'm saying? They will trump up a charge. If they can't find something, they will make something up. And I believe with all this talent that we have as a people, we write in songs, we write movies, we need to write some fucking laws, you know what I mean, to protect ourselves against this bullshit, you know what I mean, real shit. We need to hold the country accountable. You know what I'm saying? I think we need, instead of marching in the motherfucking streets of America, because we've done that for 50 years and America don't give a fuck, I think we need to have a sit down with ourselves, no media, put together on paper a list of demands, what we need. This is what we demand. This is what we ain't going to tolerate. And we need to take that shit to the United Nations. We need to put it on the world stage to show the whole world this is how they treat African and Latino Americans. This is how they treat poor people of color in America. We need to take it to the United Nations. Marching, tearing up the city, your fucking, you know, your local grocery store, your mom and pop's fucking bodega ain't proving shit. Ain't doing a motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? It's like they've done this study to us to where they know exactly how we gonna react to this shit. And it reminds me of a fucking kid who don't get his way. You know what I'm saying? You ever whoop your kid's ass and send them to their room and they don't get their way and then they tear up the rest of their shit in their room? Well, it's their shit. You feel me? That's what's going on in the country right now. Motherfuckers want to know, well, why are they going out tearing up that shit? It's their shit. You know what I mean? I mean, it's their shit. Wrong or right, it's their shit. So that's why they tearing it the fuck up. You know what I mean? But again, I think we need to petition this motherfucking shit all the way up to Congress, to the goddamn Constitution. You know what I mean? African Americans are endangered species, and we need to be protected like the motherfucking whale. You know what I'm saying? We need, you know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers will give more money to whales and animals than they will human beings. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes. I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. It's a whole bunch of ignorant shit. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, we allowing it. We still emotional. We still dealing with these motherfuckers in an emotional state. Man, we can't deal with these motherfuckers emotionally no more, bro. That's not it. You feel me? Get to education, and you got to beat them at their game. You got to smile in their face and play the fucking game, because that's what it is. It's a fucking game. And they not emotional about it at all. Now, you might see a few of them getting emotional about some bullshit, but that's just to spark some more emotions, because they know most Negroes is emotion. But if we plan, plot, and strategize, see, not every hustler is a drug dealer, right? But the drug dealer is what is glorified, right? The hustler is what is glorified, right? But the reason why he's glorified, because he's a ruthless, cutthroat motherfucker, you know, to sell drugs to his own mama, his own cousin, you know, for the money. You know, that's a cutthroat motherfucker right there, you know. And as long as he keep being cutthroat like that, it's A-OK. But as soon as that motherfucker get an education and start treating other motherfuckers just the same way, now he becomes equal. He's just as equal as that cutthroat motherfucker who been doing this shit for 255 years, 300 years in this country. So, you know, that's what they don't want. You know, that's why people like Nipsey, you know what I'm saying, Tupac Shakur, you know what I'm saying, you know, Jack, even Mac Dre, you know what I'm saying, was assassinated because, you know, they might have acted hyphy a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but there was a message, there was an undercurrent, there was a message. You know what I mean? And those who have an ear, we hear. You know what I mean? And that's what they was afraid of. So, yeah, they going to put the money on the dumb shit. They going to want let y'all go dumb, go stupid, you know, talk about the bling bling and all the shit. But, you know, that's why I purposely play the type of music that I play. One, it's because it's not pop. It's not popular. And two, there's always an undercurrent message, man. And that's who I'm talking to. That's my audience, the underdog, the sleep, you know, the one who sleep, the soldier that was sleeping, man. Wake up, brother. It's time to wake up and let's put in action. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get on social media and talk about, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Because it's social media. That's not organizing. Now, we can organize. We can get together in groups and organize via social media. But, you know, to put your plan out there, it's not your plan. It becomes everybody's plan and everybody can manipulate it. That's like your business out in the street, man. You know, keep your business to yourself. That way it stay your business. But when you start putting your business out in the street, it belongs to the street. And we all know streets ain't got no love for nothing. Anyway, man, I'm going to flash this thing back, man. Just something to think about, man. I'm just, you know, talk to me. I talk back, man. Hey, I'm going to throw this back, man. This is Pete Rock. Nice and smooth, man, you know. Straighten it out. That's what we got to do. We got to straighten this shit out, man. Us as the people. Nobody else. Not saying that, you know, we don't like nobody else and nothing like that, but we got to get our shit together. We need a timeout for ourselves before we can go out and play. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Everybody was just on a motherfucking quarantine for 2 months so they can get their shit straight, right? So you can bend the curve. Black man, come on.
Walk a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Representing one kind, see an eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on, bears a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you want to purchase. A dialogue of folk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Pete Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Oh, yeah. You know, this ain't the world. That's right, y'all. You got to. Everybody must.
Legacy I pass on, clearance for high rates. Every time we sample all the pastime great. Stick it in the SP 1200 P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping. Written by the CL, produced by the PR. And that ain't any credit that you heard thus far. A start from scratch cause the bass line's critical. Better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G. Here's another step. Clear, see you get the hell out of here like a bootleg. You're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true.
Yeah, it's true. You got to tell them, sir. You got to tell them, sir. That's right. Come on.
Like the strands of limbs, roll them thick and that's dead. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. High and I'd lit to verify, throwing to multiply. A theory many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You're no exceptions to the ruling as a plus. Cause who job left, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me. Because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know. The kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one for the crew.
Gotta everybody must. You gotta. Everybody must. You gotta. Come on. All black people must. They must. The YGs, they must. The hilltop, they must. The whole money earning must.
Everybody must
scream it out.
Come on.
That's what we got to do, man. Black and brown people, man. When I say black, I mean the brown man, too. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all forget that Christopher Columbus thought his ass was on India. And India ain't nowhere near here. You feel me? So, yeah. When he got here, he looked at his map and said, wait a minute. They the same color on my map. How did they? Nah, they've been here before, bruh. You know what I mean? So, yeah, don't let that conquistador, you know, Spanish get y'all tripping to think that because y'all got some Spanish blood that y'all not niggas. You feel me? No, y'all just as original and aborigine, just like an African. You feel me? That's why in motherfucking Mexico, they got a pyramid, just like in Egypt. They got a pyramid, man. We was on the same time at one time until, you know, some evil came through there and, you know, put his blood in there and got us mixed up. And now we confused and arguing amongst each other about ourselves instead of straightening it out. Hello? That's the type of time I'm on. I'm with that black and brown movement, man. That's you know, trying to straighten it out, man. You feel me? Hey, I'm your man, Coach Ali. This is the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip hop. Live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. And don't forget about Friday, where it's Flashback Friday. Yes, we will flash this motherfucker way back. You feel me? Hey, and with that being said, I'm supposed to hit this Tupac, man. Only God can judge me because, you know, this is how everybody feeling right now, especially the ones out there in the street. Run a play.
Only God can judge me. Is that right?
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Ready?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies just to bust a dirty back. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. And hocus pocus, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done. Tell me what's the Eastern trying. I've been trapped since birth. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I severe. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish I died. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me. I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked till I can't breathe. Something's evil in my IV, cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven in this hour. Black power is what we scream as we dream in the paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the streets got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me.
Only God can judge me.
language does not kill me, can only make me stronger.
That's for real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, lift him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you can fade a punk, I wish you would. And be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so petty, I already sold the key an ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets, representing the bay. Pac, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the trunk, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, sit with Forte. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
That's real.
Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God, man.
That's
real. Fuck everybody else.
Man, look here, man.
My only fear of death is coming back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what a homie meant. We about.
On your home of independent hip hop live interview, brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Coach Ob Lee, and like I said, that was Tupac. Only God can judge me, man. Hey, man, that whole between him and Forte, they talking about the shit that's going on still, 20 years ago. When what the fuck, man? What's the solution? What we got to do to come up with our own solution, man? Let's stop waiting on opinions and let's stop waiting on approval. Let's stop asking. Let's just start doing. Anyway, I'm your man, Coach. It's Flashback Friday, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to flash this thing back and keep y'all positive, man. You feel me? But it's kind of hard to do right now. Boy, I tell you, it's harder than a motherfucker, man. It's a lot of negative shit to focus on, man, but that's perpetuated to get a motherfucker off his square. So with that being said, you can't trust it, man. Public enemy. What a play.
It started in slave ships.
Slave ships. There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Run. None. Non-violence. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums.
Get a stick, get a stick.
Yeah, man, that's Public Enemy right there. Public Enemy right there. Can't trust it, man. Throwback, flashback Friday, man, inside the Coach's Corner, man. Hey, these niggas was prophesizing some shit. He said 2020 was the year, man. Y'all got to listen, man. Go back and listen to Chuck D and it, man. They telling you what's going on. The Holocaust still going on to this day. Man. We inside the Coach's Corner, man. I'm your boy, Coach Ali, man. It's Flashback Friday. You know what I'm talking about? Just flashed it back. Public Enemy. Can't trust it. You know what I mean? Told y'all what was happening. The revolution and all that. You know what I mean? But motherfuckers wasn't listening. Y'all wasn't listening. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't listening. You know what I mean? Hey, don't wait till it's too late to start listening, man. Y'all better tap in. Tell everybody about the Coach's Corner. Tell them what's going on. Don't wait till it's too late. You know what I mean? Hey, get your interviews in. You know what I mean? Don't pop your collar, man, now talking about, oh, you too busy. You feel me? Hey, because when it's over and done, it's going to be over and done. Straight like that, man. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. Hey, right now, about now, I'm about to flash this thing back a little bit more, man. You know what I mean? Eric B. You know what I'm talking about? Rock him. I ain't no joke. Hip hop, man. Yeah, they not ready. I see you. I appreciate you. I see you. I'm 46E. Yee!
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. Keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack. Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to each day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge. Be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily. So pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later. Cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke. No joke.
Yeah, man. You know what that is. That was Rakim, the God MC himself, man. Eric B. Rakim, I ain't no joke. Oh, yes. Now you be one of them seven MCs. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Coach Ali. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand-new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. You know what I mean? It's going down. And on Fridays, it's Flashback Friday, man. I want to give a shout out to my, one of my sponsors, man, Underrated Records, man. You know what I mean? Been down with me knee high to a grasshopper, man. You know what I mean? My boy T.A.C. Coleon, man. You know, really showing love and support, man. I really, that means a whole lot. You know what I mean? Especially in this day and age, you know. But again, you're special, bro. You always doing something different. You know what I mean? You know, everybody can't do what you do and do what they say they gonna do. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate that in you. That's why I salute you, because you're the motherfucking soldier. You say you're going to do something, and you do it, period, man. You know what I mean? They don't make them like that, man. Drew 707 in the building. Sevens, what's happening with your boy? I see you, man. It's Flashback Friday. You know, we just flashing this joint back, man. You know what I mean? Just heard Eric B. Rakim. I ain't no joke, man. Playing music that got to do with what's going on. You feel me? This shit's fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying? The black and brown, man, the foot has always been on our neck. No pun intended. That's just the way it's always been. You know what I mean? And after fucking 500 years, 700 years being on this motherfucking planet, man, I believe the gods that we are, we can be a lot more educated than what we have been and putting ourselves in the middle of the bullseye every goddamn time. You know what I mean? We got to be smarter than that, man. You know what I mean? And calling ourselves gods, we're supposed to be walking in God's image and all that, right? We got to stop putting ourselves in that position. We got to take responsibility for some of this shit, too. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we know the cause of the problem and we know the problem, but what is going to be our solution? You know what I mean? What's going to be our solution? What's going on? I see you. Hey, what's going on, man? You know what I mean? Shorty from a long time ago, my homegirl. We grew up together, man. Man, I used to pick on her. You feel me? What's up, Lacey? You feel me? That's the cut, dog. But nah, we got to fix our own problem. We got to have a conversation amongst ourselves, and we got to have time out like quarantine amongst ourselves. And we got to execute a plan amongst ourselves, man. You know what I mean? Straight up. Not to say that, you know, we don't. Listen, we got a problem and we got to fix it. Period. We can't ask for help. We got to stop asking for help. Ain't nobody going to help us. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no bootstraps to pull yourself up from. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to go make some motherfucking boots. You know what I'm saying? And go make some fucking straps. And then you still got to pull them up. You know what I mean? Hey, that's real. That's real. That's real. But, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, we as the people got to take a little responsibility for some of the shit. You know what I mean? And stop pointing so much of the finger, man. You know what I mean? You know, we know the problem. We know the solution. You know, now we got to act on the solutions, man. I believe that we need more police, more black and brown police. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. That's what we need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody talking about, you know, I mean, it's just sad, bro. It's real sad. You know what I mean? We continue to feed into some of the bullshit. And I'm going to speak on it for myself, because I'm just as guilty as everybody else. You know, feel me? You know, in my life, I done fucked up enough. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's, man, time and time again, man. You know what I mean? But we just got to be smarter. We got to be sharper. You know what I'm saying? We need more politicians. You know what I'm saying? We need more congressmen. You know what I'm saying? To represent us. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would like to see. You know what I mean? Somebody that's really from the, like, put somebody in, okay, we need a president that's been a convicted felon. Straight up. Somebody You know what I mean? Somebody who been there and converted their life over and changed their life over and doing all positive shit. Make somebody like that a president. You feel me? Not a congressman. Not, you know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Nah, none of us is perfect, bro. We all fall short on the eyes of God. But at the same time, you know what I mean? We got to be smarter. We got to learn from our own mistakes. We got to learn from the mistakes of other motherfuckers, though. You know what I mean? Like, the marching shit, the tearing up the shit. Yeah, fuck it. 50. Fuck it, bruh. If 50 ran, I mean, fuck it. I'll vote for that nigga. If he was talking about some real shit, you know what I mean? Like, it got to be some real shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, we got to see some real change. You know what I mean? So we got to start holding those type of people that's in those positions accountable. You know, I believe we need to take our march and our protest to the United Nations. That's what I do believe, not the streets of America, because the streets of America don't give a fuck. They'll murder you out in the middle of the street on camera like they've done time and time again. You know what I mean? So why go out there for that? That's hella dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's like they come military minded with military tactics, bruh. Niggas is out there on emotions, tearing up shit. Man, stop it. You know what I mean? I mean, for real. I hear you on that. But at the same time, I think if we infiltrated the system, you know what I'm saying? And somebody said, well, they all take an oath of a brotherhood. Don't we take an oath as a human being of a brotherhood, though, too? I mean, I'm just asking a question. I'm playing devil's advocate. If this is a country that's built on godly principles or Christian principle, wasn't nothing Christian about killing them people, but wasn't nothing Christian about when they killed Jesus either. You see what I'm saying? So it's like a catch 22, man. You damned if you do and you damned if you don't, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I losing my motherfucking mind when I watch the motherfucking news and I'm hearing Don Lemon, you know what I'm saying, about to cuss, you know what I'm saying, and go crazy? You feel me? Don Lemon, he's the softest motherfucker on the planet. You know what I'm saying? And Brett was fucking livid last night on the news, you know what I'm saying? And he was speaking out, you know what I mean? Shout out to Don Lemon. I ain't never seen him in that state, man. But, We got to act on it, man, in a more positive, professional way than what we doing. You know what I mean? We settle it and sell it now. You know what I mean? That's unfortunately what has happened. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get comfortable and then they get scared and they keep asking for approval. You know what I'm saying? One thing I notice about certain when foreigners come over here, they not asking for no approval. Bro, they have a meeting in their own language. And they make shit happen. Niggas look up and be like, Habib got 10 liquor stores. Yeah, he wasn't asking for nobody's permission, bruh. You feel me? But, you know, of course we don't have rights. Yeah. Police force is the biggest gang, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, not only do they join the police force, but then they join they got their own fraternal order. So then they go join another Mason group, and then they don't hit on each other, bro. That's what's going on, man. Hey, y'all stay blessed. I'm getting out of here, man. It's Friday. I see y'all Monday. I love y'all, man. Put God first, your family second, and everything else y'all follow, man. And tell somebody you love them, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me? I'm out of here.
Yeah, why do you be trusted switching up on pumps with you?
Caps get busted, can't nobody be trusted switching. step on folks when it's really time for the funk. Cause I am the B.I.M. You'll see other hours we go last. When it's time to show enough to a punk. As I give no respect, it's not giving first if I get strapped. I'm gonna let my voice work.